With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's Title IX rule is again blocked by a judge, this time in six additional states.
A federal judge temporarily blocks the Biden administration's new Title IX rule, expanding protections for LGBTQ plus students in six additional states. The ruling Monday deals another setback for a new policy that has come under legal attack by Republican attorneys general. U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves referred to the regulation as arbitrary in the truest sense of the word. He granted a preliminary injunction blocking it in Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Last week, a different federal judge temporarily blocked the new rule in Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms, similar to those now mandatory on cigarette boxes. Dr. Vivek Murthy has said that social media is a contributing factor to the mental health crisis among young people. Also at SRNNews.com, Lebanon's national state-run news agency says an Israeli drone has struck a car in southern Lebanon, killing a member of the terrorist Hezbollah group.
The airstrike comes as Hezbollah has not claimed any attack on northern Israel since Saturday night, apparently because of the Muslim Feast of Eid that began on Sunday morning. Hezbollah issued a statement identifying the member killed in the drone strike as Mohammed Ayoub. Since the Israel-Hamas war broke out in October, the Lebanon-Israel border has witnessed almost daily exchanges of fire. Hezbollah says it will only stop fighting when Israel's offensive on the Gaza Strip ends. I'm Charles Villatesma.
The stocks remain higher. The Dow up 234 points. The Nasdaq adding 220. This is SRN News. A massacre of Christians in Africa.
Muslim terrorists murdered scores of believers in several villages in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The killings took place over multiple days, and at least 80 Christians lost their lives. Islamic terrorism has become a terrible plague in sub-Saharan Africa over the past 15 years. With cells operating freely in a number of countries, including the DRC, Nigeria, Somalia, and Mali. Weak governments are largely unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Arkansas ruling that a lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. The agency had just published rules for employers and workers to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The 2022 law was designed by pro-life lawmakers to require employers to make reasonable accommodations for pregnant or postpartum employees. This is SRN News. Witnesses say a Greek Coast Guard has caused the death of dozens of migrants in the Mediterranean over a three-year period.
We've heard allegations of a total of five separate incidents in which people were thrown into the sea. In a statement, the Greek Coast Guard strongly rejected all accusations of illegal activities. But last year, another incident was caught on camera. It showed men in masks forcing 12 people, including women and young children, onto a Greek Coast Guard vessel. They're then set adrift in a motorless raft, abandoned just outside Greek waters. An official investigation by Greece is ongoing.
BBC correspondent Stephanie Haggerty. Danish King Frederick X has inaugurated the first phase of a future 11-mile tunnel under the Baltic Sea. It will link southern Denmark to northern Germany. Cars will be able to cross the Baltic Sea in 10 minutes. Breaking news at townhall.com.